Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: clear and windy, a low of 39. Today's high winds are causing a lot of problems. Two semis have blown over on I-94 in the area this afternoon. The latest was in the southbound lanes of Highway 11. Traffic was being diverted off at Highway 11. No injuries were reported, but there was a diesel spill. A few hours earlier, a semi blew over in Kenosha County at Highway E that also closed the southbound lanes for more than an hour. It was reported two semis blew over on I-90 near Janesville earlier in the afternoon. High winds have resulted in a lot of fire calls. Racine fire units were called to Mitchell Middle School about 2:45 after the power went out and some people could smell smoke. The school was evacuated, but students were allowed back in after firefighters checked out the building. Racine Unified spokesperson Stacy Tapp says the decision was made to send Mitchell students home about 15 minutes early this afternoon. She said several other schools experienced periodic power outages earlier today. The number of customers out in southeast Wisconsin has ranged from a few thousand to more than 13,000 at times. We Energy spokesman Brian Manthe says problems started to crop up this morning and are expected to continue into the evening.
Starting at about 10 o'clock this morning, we started to see it happen in southeast Wisconsin, and it has been widespread. We've seen as far north as the Glendale area and northern part of Milwaukee, all the way down to the state line.
A high wind warning remains in effect for southeast Wisconsin until 6 o'clock this evening. The Wisconsin Humane Society hopes to be in a new Racine County facility along 90th Street near 16th Street in Mount Pleasant sometime in the second half of 2017, replacing the current building on Chicory Road that was inherited when Countryside got out of the animal control business a few years ago. During the Village Plan Commission meeting this week, the Humane Society's Matt Whitty explained the need for a third and final extension on a trailer for cats at the Chicory Road site relates to their plans for the new facility. He said they're very confident about the new site being ready by the middle of the latter part of next year.
I can say I personally and other members of our organization wouldn't be spending as much time on it as we currently are, which is considerable if we didn't think it was going to happen in 2017.
Armed with the knowledge, a new Wisconsin Humane Society building is planned for opening next year. The Plan Commission granted an extension on the cat trailer for the Chicory Road site through the end of next year. It's rare for Kenosha Mayor Keith Bosman to call anyone out, but he did at Wednesday night's city council meeting, saying he felt the need to answer a citizen's continual harping, in his words, about the demise of the streetcar project and the lack of movement on recommendations in the downtown Kenosha plan during meetings over the past several months. Bosman noted that Milwaukee lost a court fight and will have to pay millions to have utilities moved for its streetcar system, something Kenosha was also facing.
For us to pay $4 or $5 million to move a bunch of pipes that we haven't harmed in the last dozen years made no sense, and that's the reason why the project went south.
Bosman said things can always change and projects like the streetcar system could become viable in the future. A Racine man has been charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide for allegedly slashing his brother's neck with a hunting knife. 24-year-old Samuel Valdez is also charged with second-degree recklessly endangering safety. Racine police were called to a home in the 800 block of Wolf Street yesterday and found the victim with a laceration to his neck and cheek. He said he and his brother were arguing, quote, as they always do, when Valdez is accused of getting a knife from the kitchen and swinging it at the victim. Police say another person in the home was able to wrestle the knife away from Valdez. He's being held in the Racine County Jail on a $100,000 cash bond and will return to court next week for a preliminary hearing on the charges. One of the side mirrors on a Racine police squad car was hit by another vehicle after 2 o'clock this morning along Main Street near downtown, which led to a southbound pursuit into Mount Pleasant and some additional property damage along the way. The city officer followed the vehicle along several streets, reporting a light pole was struck near Roosevelt Park, which fell onto a fence for the water treatment plant. The driver kept going, despite damage to the vehicle, onto Racine Street and then Sheridan Road, but pulled over north of Chicory Road and ahead of waiting Mount Pleasant police. One of the charges is operating while suspended. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.